Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to, this is, of course, Session 9 of Seeing of the Divine, Level 1, and the date is August 15th, 2017. We hope you all, the last couple of months, we hope you've had a great time and are being able to suck all this new energy in and take it into yourselves and be able to use it, and hopefully that makes you happy. And, of course, we're, as I mentioned, we're extremely anxious to share some new information with you this evening. Our guides tonight will be Master Katumi and Master Yeshua. So that's exciting in itself. Our format for the evening will be, we'll start with a centering meditation. We're going to discuss some of the new objectives that we have. Then we will have an open forum for you all and all of us to discuss what's going on with you and what's going on with the program. And then after that, we'll do a little review of the last session to bring you kind of up to date. And then we will have a channeling from Master Katumi and a closing meditation with energy work from Yeshua. So, let's get started with a centering meditation from our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel. And if you all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Everyone would get centered in their sacred heart and in the present moment. And take a couple of deep breaths, letting go of the thoughts of the day, all of the events, and breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. Now breathe in light and exhale love. Greetings, beloved. It is I, Gabriel. I come from the angelic realm with many archangels and ascended masters in attendance, sharing our love and our light with you. So now, if you would take a deep breath and begin to relax, be very present with us. Recognize how we have gathered around you and the great love that we are giving to you in a moment. Now, together as a collective consciousness, let's activate your Merkaba field. Give it the command to activate at 100% light. Allowing it to spin and spin and spin as the fields create 100% light. What radiance you are transmitting as individuals, and a massive luminous light as a collective consciousness. Notice this radiance within yourself and within the collective container in which you all have gathered. The collective consciousness of the divine image emanating in brilliant, brilliant light through a collective Merkaba field. This is who you are, beloveds. You are the image of the divine. You are a multidimensional expression of the divine. you have created an energetic state of being within your body and within your consciousness. You are taking advantage of all the energetics that have been given to you throughout this last few months of your time. And you are diligently using them very effectively. It's important that you recognize this. And as we have gathered with you, we gather to help you see that. We are influencing this container that we share with a very refined frequency of light that is generously given from our heart. Sit with me a moment in this energy. Recognize the beautiful light in this beautiful imaging that we have all created together in a collective consciousness that expresses this fully and completely. As you navigate daily in your Merkava vehicle, expressing yourself as that multidimensional divine essence, realize that you are altering the earth and you change what is possible for all humanity as you change yourself. For you also are a part of the human collective consciousness. So you affect that collective very specifically. Take a deep breath and focus your attention now to this meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel. That was a wonderful start for our session this evening. We always feel so blessed to have you with us, and it is a true honor. And thank you so much. Now, some of the exciting stuff we need to get into. There are going to be some changes taking place over the next year and a half. Our guidance has requested that we find a way to combine level 1 with level 2 by the end of 2018. This will require an acceleration of level 1 teaching to 2 times a month from 1. Now, the reason for this is that we are focusing our attention on the June 2018 Crystal Conference. And we hope that by that time, these two groups will be blended so that we can have some significant increase in numbers of wonderful energy beings at this conference, because it is extremely important. Now, this conference will be held at Queen Wilhelmina State Park, just outside of Mena, Arkansas, and is a major focus for our service to Earth and the universe. To make this happen, you know, we will need to receive a lot of feedback from you. We have a little concern that we don't know exactly what level of understanding that you all have to date. So obviously we're going to need to ask a lot of questions. Now, to accomplish what we'd like to have, we all need to share with everybody what's going on in your world. By sharing it with all of us, you help everyone to understand what we are all going through. Now, in a short period of time, I will open this session for some comments. And at the same time, we're going to send out a questionnaire that we feel is very vital. So we hope that it won't take long, but we certainly hope that you take the time to, you know, do it and send it back to us. And again, we hope the information from the Q&A tonight and the questionnaire will hopefully, that'll be enough for us to plan the future of both these groups. Now, please remember that these classes are meant for you to put into practice the mastery that you have developed over the last few years. This is a master's level course. This is not for beginners. So we will open this session for you to communicate to us where you are and where you want to go. Now, we're going to start off by asking a couple of questions that will give this session some direction. So here's a couple of questions to get started. What changes have you made in your lives by putting some of these tools to work for you? Just everyday feelings, interactions, what has changed? Number two, are you interested in moving forward to join the Level 2 Live Group? Now, we thank you for your comments, and we're going to open it up to, that's why they call it Q&A. So if we could have you share with us, again, it's very important that you all participate and let us know how you're feeling, what's going on in your world, and what you think of my recent statements.
I'd like to say one thing. You know, of course, this is optional. If, you know, you don't want to move at that accelerated rate, you will have the materials, but it's up to your discretion how fast or how much time that you need to integrate the information and the energetics personally. So you have choice here, always.
And everybody develops and gets this material at a different rate, right, Joe?
So yeah. We just provide you the opportunity, and how you use it is strictly up to you. So let's have a little conversation around that, if you would, please. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, when you're ready, plus star 6, mm-hmm. and then 1.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, it's very funny. So to talk about my experience, I made, in a way, a crash course the last 2 months about the last, about three, no, last 3 weeks, about 2 months, I put together because I was a little behind. So I experienced energies quite dense and quite intense. And it was a good time for me to do all this energy work. So I'm not very, I would like to say, almost afraid to go into a more intense time now, the last 4 months of this year, to accomplish, to get up to the level 2 class. So that seems to me for a very interesting and manageable place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I also experienced some wobbles the last 2 days in my life, where suddenly there came up a day where nothing in a way worked, and I was quite frustrated about all the things I experienced there. So it took me a while to focus and bring my energy back and to concentrate on the lessons, to be clear about my energy and to really master and command my energy field to be stable and not to have these wobbles and this allow this frustration to come up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But you were able to work through it then.
Yes. You know, these three-dimensional questions came up, like, why is it there? Why does it occur? And why just me? And what has it to do with me? And all these questions occurred. And I could observe them almost out of a neutral place and see, oh, yes, it's, again, my big expectations that I have about myself, where I have to be and what I have to do now. And I also looked at them and almost could smile and laugh about it and say, oh, yes, I see. All these things occur and want to be released. And I could work with them. And today I'm quite good and stable place to be and really enjoy my energy to be back on track.
Wonderful. So it's really, you know, you're not alone, Alexander. These energies are all about change, transformation. And so, you know, the things you need to pay attention to surface. And the most beautiful thing is that you have the consciousness to recognize it. And once you get over the initial aggravation of it, you apply your tools and you release it and you learn from it. It's just a beautiful process. But I just want to, you know, encourage you to continue because you're not alone in this. Every one of us is involved in this transformative process, and our stuff is up for change, let me tell you. I can say that personally.
No, and also it just reminds me of some comments that Metatron made not too long ago, and with somebody who was, you know, was struggling with this or whatever it was, and he said, "You have to sit down, and that's why we want you to be quiet, and make sure that you get rid of that filter, and that filter is your rational mind. You have to get out of that and let yourself go and float." And not easy, because we have operated that way for a long time. But it is pretty essential to go through what we're doing right now.
Yes, and it really seems to be very important, this time lock of the fifth and sixth and seventh dimension to be opened to get really a good access to this energy and really stay there and not fall back or tend to redefine it or bring back that energy where I think I am in the rational mind. So really to focus on that fifth dimension or even the energies of the sixth dimension is something that is in the present moment very important for me, and I see how beautiful it is to stay in that energy field.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you being up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, you're next up. Hello?
Hello, this is Jyoti.
Hi, Jyoti.
Hey, here's my experience. When I get certain thoughts that come through a little bit wobbles, I've been just working on my breath work, and it seems to pass with much more grace and fluidity. Mm-hmm. And I'm also resting more and then watching the mind telling me, you know, oh, get up, you know, you need to be doing something. So the little the OCD I still have, you know, left in my system, I've been reorganizing cabinets and things. and then I have to force myself to go sit in a chair. So
It's a diversion.
Oh, totally. And then I go sit in the chair, and you know, I watch that, and then you know, a certain amount of time goes by, and it's like maybe I should go wash my garage. But I'm aware of it, and instead of before I was maybe harder on myself. Now I just start laughing and I just sit down again And if I get up and do something, I'm more allowing, I think, would be the word, allowing it to pass through. And so that's been really good. And I don't watch the news or participate in a lot of conversations about that because I noticed it affected my total well-being. So I dabble just a little bit in the overall preview, but that has been extremely helpful for me. And I'm much easier, you know, whether something's personal or collective, it's starting to not matter. It just is, you know, clearing it. And I just found resting and being aware. I feel, since the work, more certain and stable.
Oh,
wonderful.
But when I get a bump, then it just seems to move through easier. And I've had a lot of solo journeys lately and met the most. There seems to be a lot of serendipity and synchronicity in the most unlikely places like gas stations and hotels. And, yeah. And it's just been really beautiful. People of all walks of life, all stations of life. And I just feel really blessed. There's a lot of beautiful energy out there and a lot of people making a difference. And until I left my house, I wasn't aware of it. So that was real beneficial for me in my own personal self-growth. And I just know that things are going to be magically delicious. And because I've been solo for so long, I am totally on board and excited to be in a larger group and a tribe and come mm-hmm. together in that format. So, mm-hmm.
you know, I just have a comment, and that sometimes, I don't notice all the time, but I have over the last few years. But when you go out and you go to a gas station, you might just watch the people looking at you, the people that are drawn to you. The reason that a lot of people that you meet are joyful and smiling is really because of you and the light that you're putting out. Hard to believe, but, you know, you're really a beacon, and lots of people are looking for that beacon. So congratulations.
Well, I'm looking for lots of beacons also.
Well, sure.
Totally noticed in my personal journey and system is, for lack of better words, grounding, descending into the body. There's a glitch, and you know what I'm trying to say. I don't know if it's a glitch, but I'm noticing, I guess over all these years, I've gotten so used to just being in what we would call higher frequencies that, you know, landing on planet Earth and coming all the way down is what I'm focusing on, you know, my feet chakras and coming down into the lower chakras again, you know, again. And so what I did to help me with that is I went and bought a drum. So I'm going to drum myself into the soles of my feet.
Good for you.
That's too cool.
Thank you very much.
And I love the way you put yourself in time out.
Yes. Yeah. In a way, it's a little crazy-making because the only distractions there are is yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Appreciate you,
and
too.
I'm really looking forward to next year. And it could be a great party.
Great. Great.
Okay. Thanks. Blessings to everybody on the call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're next on. Hello.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi.
And I've got a bit of a cold, so I'm in a little bit of a fog tonight. But anyway, I want to tell you that I'm really excited about moving forward on this, in your new idea of connecting the two groups. I think that sounds awesome.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yes, let's do it. What's changed for me is just about everything, actually. My perception of things have changed, which to me is really important. And I do watch the news, and I can sit there and just be neutral about it, which is pretty intense during this time. Anyway,
yeah.
It's, so the news is pretty intense. But, I mean, everything from, balancing the male and the female, boy, I'm much more balanced in that. And I agree, the energies have been very intense lately in the collective, but it seems like, and I fall out of it, you know, sometimes too, but it just really feels like I'm so much more stable.
Mm-hmm.
And even my diet has changed. I mean, in real light foods now. I've changed in so many levels, it's hard to even talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's just happening, huh?
Yeah, it's just happening because I really, I think what we're doing is so exciting, and I'm really, really like it.
Well,
so I'm continuing and joining the group. That's going to be very cool. So just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
And we
to everybody else. Hello to everybody else too.
You betcha. Bye. Okay, Margaret, you're up.
Hello, this is Margaret.
Hello, yes.
Wow, I can relate to what everybody else has said. Yeah, the shifting, the energy coming in right now. I have found that I rest a lot more, and my sleep patterns have changed so that sometimes I'm up at hours that I'm not used to be. And I'm just so energized, and so I get stuff done then, or I do some. I listen to the lessons, and then I'm going back to bed when everybody else is getting up, and it's kind of weird, but I think no, this is working for me.
Yeah,
and that's how I look at it. Look at my day. Okay, what is it I want to be to do today, and that my Merkaba, boy, that really helps so much.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned wobbles, and yeah, I felt kind of disoriented a couple days ago, and figured that okay, this is stuff that's moving through, and just going to be in a allowing. Let that go so it can do whatever it needs to do without reaching out and grabbing it kind of thing.
Wow, that's good. That's big. That's huge when you have that consciousness.
Oh, it's so helpful because before I'd think, oh, what's this? What do I need to do with it? And
right.
And then I would just get freaked. And now I just breathe through it, and sometimes I go lay down. And I get back up, and I say, oh, okay, that's okay. And,
yeah, it is okay, right.
There's so many changes. Oh, gosh. You know, I retired, so I don't do the work thing anymore, and just having my whole day's schedule for me to figure out where I want to go, what I want to do, has allowed me a lot of freedom. And I'm really enjoying that, so that I have the time now to spend on my meditations and doing the energy work. Yeah, John, you were talking about beacon. Sometimes when I'm out and shopping or just walking, sometimes I will notice people looking at me, and I think, oh, and then I go, oh, yeah, they see what I am. And it's like part of me realizes that, too. Sometimes I forget. You know, it's not like words, having trouble finding words. It's not like I'm totally conscious of that part of me that is a light being that's being such a beacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get reminders like that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just enjoy it.
You'll really notice it if you take a little note. Next time you go to a party or a gathering where you may or may not know a lot of the people, but it's in like a room, you know, a big room or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Observe the people that you have no idea who they are, and they're looking at you.
Yeah.
And you, you know, I used to get paranoid about it.
Yeah.
Somebody's after me. No, I'm not part of the CIA. No, no. Yeah, and then once you recognize it, then it's kind of cool, and it helps you. It helps me, motivates me to continue what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's validation, isn't it?
Yes.
I find that very encouraging, reinforcing maybe that yes, that's who I am. And, oh, yeah, before I forget, I like the idea of combining the two groups. A combined effort of, a combined force of the energies that we all carry. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be a wonderful group when we merge the two groups. Because you each bring something that is unique. Yeah, it should be quite expansive for all of us. So, well,
and
thank you for your comments.
I'm delighted that we're going back to Queen Wilhelmina. That was wonderful.
Yeah, it is an awesome place, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you both. And thank you everybody
right,
else.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to make a comment or contribute? Feel free. Don't be shy. Okay. Glenna, you're up.
Okay, this is Glenna. I also think it's a fabulous idea to combine the courses. It's almost as though I'm just thirsty to get as much information and participate in this as much as I can. So I'm grateful that we're able to do that. As for my experiences, there's been so many. I, too, have been eating lighter.
Hmm.
One thing I've noticed is that wherever I am, I've had to travel a lot, both for business, and I've had 3 grandbabies in the last 6 months. Well, in 6 months' time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and
congratulations.
Thank you. 2 of them were twins, and they were born in February early. But anyway, I've had lots to balance, and interestingly enough, I'm finding that wherever I am, whether it's at a work conference or it's visiting and helping with the babies or it's doing my own work, I run my own business, I'm seeming to be totally content wherever I am. So I still crave more just free time because I would really like to delve into this almost nonstop. But at the same time as I say that, I'm comfortable and really enjoying every aspect wherever I am at the moment. When I do find time to just lay down, I'm being able to take naps, or actually not even intending to take naps, but maybe falling asleep for as much as 3 hours, the most deep sleep I remember having, and that's not something that I've normally ever done. I haven't been a napper. And let me think what else. This is a little personal. I don't know how personal we're supposed to get, but I was diagnosed, I guess, a little over 3 years ago, at the same time with cancer, stage 4 cancer, and an additional stage 3 cancer. And it was super scary. And I had already been participating in Mastering Alchemy, which I feel like sort of grounded me so that I didn't just lose my mind. But I've continued to work and all the way through this. And I elected not to do any chemotherapy, and my doctor the last time pretty much threw me out of her office. But I just have this real sense of peace that I'm doing the right process, and that I feel good. I have energy. I've, again, doing everything that I've always done and probably more. So I feel like the energy work absolutely has helped me there, just balancing. And I feel like when I need something, I feel like it comes to me. I was told about a woman that doesn't live far from me that recommended some herbs that I take, and I don't know, they just seem to help. It just seems like everything is sort of falling in place. I have had strange pains come and go, and it's been kind of freaky, but I just kind of silence myself, and they pass and then go away. And about 3 days ago, I had really intense pain under one of my, in my lymph node, which one of them is affected, and it was so tender and sore for the whole day, and I immediately, my first thought was, oh dear, this is not good.
Bad. Right. Yeah.
And,
yeah, right.
And I just centered and calmed and brought in the energy and the light, and I just had this sense, Just wait. Give it time, patience. And I often see a big impatient flower in the middle of nowhere when I need to have patience. And so I went out in my backyard, and there was an oversized, great big impatient flower in the green grass. And so I said, okay, have patience. And I just told myself, within a week's time, I still feel this much tenderness and pain, then I'll reevaluate. But it was gone. The next day it was just gone, and I feel amazing. Another thing is I have multiple visits from birds, from eagles and mostly golden eagles. And I don't know, they just appear often, and sometimes they'll circle, which I just think is, I think that they're just magnificent and beautiful and free. And so sometimes I do send, I think I'm using the ninth ray when I try to call them in, but I see them very, very often. And they actually they roost in a tree out behind me. So that's another thing that just has continued. Oh my goodness, there's so many. People were talking about the light, and probably in the last 6 months, I've had probably five different people comment at one time or another about something about you're spreading light, and I don't believe that they are studying anything metaphysical or like we're working on, but I think that's kind of interesting. So it makes me believe too. It's reinforcement that. Yeah, there's something to this. It is palatable to other people.
Well, if I can make just a quick comment, you know, there's a bazillion, excuse the expression, but archangels that are out there that would love to help, especially Archangel Raphael. He is a specialist in health and well-being, and don't be afraid to call him in and ask him for help.
Okay.
And he and Michael are kind of a pair together. They're a couple of my favorites, and I call them in a lot for help and for assistance and just, you know, an uplifting feeling, and they're there. And they asked to be called. I mean, when we communicate with them, they said, you know, we're with you. We're with you all the time. Please call on us, you know?
Right, right.
So we'll be happy to help. So,
yes.
Okay?
Well, I will. Yes, thank you.
You betcha.
Well, thank you for sharing, Glenna.
Of course.
And good luck, girl. Keep at it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well. I think that was a great session.
If anyone didn't get a chance or felt kind of shy to make a comment, please feel free to email us. Or if you'd like, you know, use that Facebook page. That's a really good, it doesn't mean that you have to get on there and do all that Facebook stuff, but that private page is a really a good venue for communication within this group, because that's the only people that are able to get on it and to make comments. So that way you can kind of build a rapport with one another just by sharing on that Facebook page. But, you know, irregardless, always feel free to email us, and we'll respond immediately.
Okay. Well, moving on. Now let's do a little review of last month's session. You know, we started with a reminder of how to start all processes with spinning our Merkaba at 100% light. Our first mission was to work with the first time lock and its light templates. We then discussed how working with these new energies can cause some old anomalies to pop up, and then how to handle them. We reminded everybody to call up that trusty and non-judgmental inner observer as one of the key tools. And that's kind of what we were talking about on the Q&A session, being observant without judgment. And to me, that's one of the major keys. And, of course, we want to remind you that the foundation of the fifth dimensional template are the refined frequencies that hold the fifth dimension together, which is unity consciousness and love. This template is the foundation from which every action of creative energy is manifested in form. Another basic, of course, of this new fifth dimensional template is time. Time is being altered from linear, which is, of course, the old past, present, and future, to present time only. Present time is fluid and has many creative opportunities. When you talk about the anomalies that the inner observer discovers, remember the importance of using the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation to clear them and create replacement patterns. Having this refined fifth-dimensional template integrated into your consciousness and in your physical body gives you the present time factor and also a different emotional range. In the fifth-dimensional state of being, you are calm and certain about who you are. You have confidence that you have the skills to create what is needed. No longer do you process all of the anomalies through that lower emotion. When you process these anomalies in the now, there is no resistance in the body. When there is rigidity in the body, it does not allow healing to take place. For years, you have paid attention to your expanded consciousness. Now it is time to use that to assist the body and upgrade it to hold the more refined light frequencies that you are establishing in your physical experience. It is now time to alter your consciousness, as well as your body, to a full fifth-dimensional expression. Now, also in our last session, we talked about the functioning of the sixth-dimensional template. This is where you access refined concepts and energetics and compress them to make them more usable in the fifth-dimensional physical experience. This is not new to you because you have learned how to compress light by using the second triad. You have become proficient at this process, as you have used it in many, many, many times. The sixth-dimensional template also has a magnetic component that comes from Source. It allows you to start using the tenth ray of creation more effectively. It attracts light to light, so you can attract the light of Source to the light that you hold. The light that you hold is now enhanced and magnified in the presence of the 10th ray magnetics of Source. In addition, these magnetics provide another function of the stability, which is so important in the fifth dimension. This stability is not like the stability of the third dimension, which is very rigid. Because in the fifth dimensional template, the stability is present along with a fluidity, which then allows unlimited potential to create effectively and precisely. Creative light is never stagnant, but is ever moving. This is why it's important that the fifth dimensional template is not only functioning stably, but fluidly. So, for those of you who know me, I love clear examples, and that can be easily visualized. Well, I've taken a personal subject to help explain this process. I know you guys don't have this issue, but I felt you could change the subject very easily to relate to you personally. Hopefully, you have a pen and paper handy. If not, I'll give you a little time to get one because this is important. So I'm going to pause for a minute or so and see if you can just pop and get a little pad and paper and be able to make some drawings. Okay, I hope you're back. So here goes. On this paper, draw an equilateral triangle to hold your intention, and that's one where all the sides are equal. This is a visual representation as well as an energetic geometry that holds your intention. In the center of the triangle, please place your intention, again, no more than two or three words. In my triangle, I place my intention to lose 10 pounds. At the base, I placed balanced diet. Next, on the one supporting side, I placed the words low carb. On the other supporting side, I placed the words eliminate sugar. Now, with that in place, I apply the seventh dimensional creative process as follows. Access the white star tetrahedron in your personal Merkaba and fill your intention with the fifth element of love and unity consciousness, which are found in the sacred heart consciousness of this white star tetrahedron. From this level of consciousness, access the seventh dimensional template of light that was retrieved at the crystal conference and also the new magnetic template that was seated in the earth by the crying collective consciousness. This magnetic template draws light to light. Now, this draws also the seventh dimensional template of undifferentiated source light and undifferentiated source magnetics into the sixth dimensional interface, where it is compressed so that it becomes usable in the fifth dimension. Now note, you have a template of pure source light energy and also pure undifferentiated source magnetics that are contained in the tenth ray of creation, which is available through the seventh dimensional gateway. Next, draw this compressed form of the magnetics of source that is newly available on Earth and also the seventh dimensional light template into the sixth dimension and then into your precise intention and geometry of the triangle. This creates a physical environment that allows these vast source energies to be used in your creation stably and fluidly. These energetic templates draw to you what you are requesting because you are light and draw light to light through your intention. Next, then organize and make these possibilities precise and coherent in the fifth dimension by using the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. Next, apply what you have created through the electromagnetic field of the fourth ray through the electromagnetics of your body and the earth for manifesting in your physical world. And that does it. So you are finished with that process. There's the example. And as you go through this process and experiment, don't forget to check into your creation often and make sure it's not wobbling and it's still true to form. And for all you that didn't have a chance maybe to write this down, once the this session is up on the Internet, you can play it over and over, and I'm sure that'll become a little clearer.
I also want to add to that there'll be some PDF files, written files, with some diagrams and some specific how-to processes that you can experiment with. So hopefully we'll have the recordings and the transcriptions posted by the end of tomorrow, so they'll be available for you to review.
Now let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Master Katumi and Master Yeshua.
Greetings, beloved. It is I, Katumi. Well, this has been a delightful gathering. You know, I've been present since you first gathered. I was so excited to be here with you in this way, in such a physical connection. It's very important to you, but it's very important to me. I come from the collective consciousness of the Ascended Master Realm. So when I speak to you as the individual Ascended Master Katumi, I'm also speaking from that collective consciousness. Just as you gather here at this time in a collective consciousness, and you individually contribute to the collective consciousness. We continue to try to show you in different ways how this coexists, how it happens simultaneously. You are that divine individual, but you are also a collective consciousness, a vast divine expression. This evening, we have designated this time to, first of all, refresh your memory about the rays of creation, because these are an integral part of this creative process that you are engaging in now. Using a more multidimensional template, you have recovered four very important light templates. Three light templates and one magnetic template that you can now hold in your physicality, in your body. You hold them in your consciousness. And then you begin to operate from that fifth dimensional template of unity and love. Pure creativity. How exciting. This is important for you to recognize. No longer do you exist in a third or fourth dimension. You exist in the present moment, and you exist as a multidimensional expression of the divine image. I draw your attention in this moment to the name of this gathering, Seeding the Divine Image. And this, dear ones, is what you have been doing for many, many months. Each session, we give you a little more and a little more. The Crystal Conference was a pivotal time in which some of your members gathered to physically and collectively retrieve these first templates, multidimensional templates, so that you, as the collective consciousness and as that individual, could be the divine image in its vaster form. These templates may seem kind of basic, but they are not. They are immense. And we have only begun to touch on some of their uses. We went into a great deal of information about the fifth dimensional template and its purpose, how it brings you into that unity consciousness, the love that you are, the light that you are. It alters the way in which you see time, even though you have to navigate in a world that still runs by a clock, past, present, and future. You yourself operate in the now. Have you noticed it doesn't seem important to you so much of what happened last week, last month, let alone can you remember insignificant details. This template that keeps you in the present moment, you don't worry about the future because you're too busy creating in this moment, being in this moment. So you can see, dear ones, how far you have come in just a few short months in consciousness, in a consciousness that you continually have the ability to hold. And as you expressed yourself so beautifully this evening, you express that. You recognize it. And this is even more exciting, that not only are you taking the concepts, but you're integrating the energetics into your body. In the last session, we talked about the magnetics and the importance of those magnetics, about drawing source energy in its purity, in its magnetic form, and using it proficiently, altering the way you think and the way in which you use emotions. The seventh dimensional template we have not discussed at any length. However, I will tell you this, it is a massive, massive template of light. It has the ability to hold that pure source energy in its full integrity. Now, not completely, but enough of it that it can be directed into the sixth dimension, compressed and made more usable. So it opens a gateway that you will be expanding in the coming times, allowing you to see the fullness of source energy and know yourself as being in unity with that energy. There's no differential here. You are that. You are the divine image. You are part of the collective consciousness, creative collective consciousness of source energy. Many of you are beginning to recognize this in your private time. You know this. And the more you allow yourself to experience the state of being, the more you will know it. We have told you this many, many times. It's all well and good to have information, but until you experience it in your life, you will not truly know it. So, this evening, it's important that I have this discussion with you, so that you see how beautiful you are and how far you have developed your consciousness, how you have begun to alter your physical body so it becomes a fifth-dimensional vehicle of expression in the world. Now I would like to discuss with you a little bit about these rays of creation, because they are very important and useful now in this particular sequence of events. Using these retrieved multidimensional templates and magnetics, in the beginning, when you learned about these creative rays, you were only given information that you could absorb and use in that state of consciousness. That was a few years ago for many of you. Things have changed dramatically since you were given that information. And your ability to use the rays of creation are expanded exponentially. The first ray of creation holds the undifferentiated divine original perfection and also contains the original schematic or blueprint of all creation. You have experienced that, dear ones, because you have drawn the undifferentiated light into your body and you made it usable, directing it to different parts of your body for different applications. You have used it to increase your consciousness. You have used it to see yourself in unity with the source of your being. So the usability of the first ray has been magnified tenfold since you first heard about it. It's important that I draw your attention to these things. Now, how about that second ray? You were given the information that this ray was a stepping down ray, had a stepping down mechanism of energies of the first ray in a more accessible frequency range in the denser environments, in your denser consciousness. This also has been changed and magnified because you've accessed the magnetics of source energy. This ray is a huge ray, and yes, it contributes to that compression process that you've used in the second triad, and that you use many times in applications for different creations. So it's a very valuable ray. But it also has a stepping up function, which you are now capable of using. Prior to this, you were not capable of using the step up process until you had cleared away some of the anomalies in your patterning. But now you are using this ray, that stepping up mechanism that has brought you into the fifth dimension, has brought you into the ability to use these fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional templates. The third ray contains six massive blocks of energy. The first three relate to your physicality, to creating in the physical. You are doing this. You are experiencing this. You are using these energetics of the third ray to apply multidimensional templates. You have to recognize these things so that you see clearly who you are and the power that you hold in this creative process, in a creative sense, because you are creators. Now, the next ray I want to talk to you about this evening is the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray because they're used together. And the energetics are taken first from the first three blocks in the third ray in your creative process. The fourth ray provides stability and it holds your creative pattern in the physical experience. This ray is not selective as to whether the pattern or the thought is negative or positive. There's no polarization view in the rays of creation. It is in this ray that you begin to actively work with intention and attention. Your attention is placed in what you desire to create or change, and with your intention, you proceed with your creative process through the fifth ray. The fifth ray contains more options for your creation, and it also loosens the stability of any pattern, so it's more fluid. You can use the fluidity to transform or change any pattern or create any pattern. It's in the fifth ray of creation that you begin to see the multiple options that you have for that creation.
The sixth ray gives you many more fluid and expandable options with which to create, and many are open-ended. This ray has unlimited possibilities, very, very fluid. So it stands to reason, when you see all of those possibilities, you have to bring some of them back into the fifth ray to begin to organize them and have them come into some kind of stability that has some fluidity to it. And it is through the fifth ray that you choose what it is and which possibility you want to create with your attention. You bring those into the fourth ray, which is a more stable arena for you to manifest in the physical realm. So you can see, when you use these templates, these multidimensional templates that we have been talking to you about in the last few sessions, the fifth dimensional template that was retrieved, the sixth and the seventh dimensional templates, as well as the magnetic, how in order for you to compress the vastness of those templates, make them applicable through the sixth dimensional compression mechanism, that you would want to use the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray to apply them in your physical experience. So as long as you go along in these various processes, raising your consciousness, changing the physicality, changing that vehicle that you navigate in into a more multidimensional vehicle, that this alters your ability to use the rays of creation efficiently, effectively, but much more importantly, in a different expanded arena where there's no limit to what you can create. We also talked about the 10th ray. This ray is a very expansive ray, and it contains the pure magnetic source energy. It provides you the avenue to draw to you like yourself, pure light. So it's important that you maintain this conscious awareness of yourself as this multidimensional expression of the divine image, and continually navigate in your day-to-day life in that fifth dimensional state of consciousness in full unity with the source of your being and in full recognition of the undifferentiated light and love that you have access to through source energy. It's reflected in your Merkaba field through the star tetrahedrons. Your individual that has the masculine and feminine component of your creative energy. It's reflected in the luminous white star tetrahedron that holds the unity and the pure undifferentiated light and love consciousness of your sacred heart. It's reflected in the third star tetrahedron of pure source energy, allowing you to go into that void, the fertile ground of unlimited creativity. So it was important that I come now as the individual master expression of Kutumi to show you about these creative rays and to refresh your memory, to show you how you have expanded your ability to use them in a much more proficient way. This also shows you time and time again that you are that reflection of the divine image. It isn't that you gather to know why, but that you gather together in these gatherings to exchange how you have begun to master creativity in a more precise way.
you are accomplishing what you set out to do in January. And we are only midway. Can you imagine how far you will reach by the end of December? There's much more for you to experience and to create. Now, I know that this session has gone on a great length of time because there was so much to discuss. But I would like to open up this discussion for a brief 10 or 15 minutes for you to converse with me, anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question. I would be most happy to hear what you have to say. So please, speak to me now. I assure you, I am not going to bite you. I would love to talk with you.
Here we go. Glenna, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Glenna. I was wondering, you were saying that the usability of the first ray has been magnified 10 times. Is that just in the pure strength? How do you mean that? And also, in the stepping up of the second ray, are you going to be elaborating on that more later, or is this just an outline right now? Are you going
to
be
to give you a point of reference as you begin to use that, as you experiment with it. But as to your first question about the expansiveness of that first ray being expanded tenfold, what that means is when the creative realms respond to that source energy, recognize it, and begin to pull it into themselves through that undifferentiated light, differentiating the light to create in their life, it then magnifies back to the source a massiveness that gets created through that human creative potential. So you continually create and you continually contribute to that source energy of which you are one with. Can you see that?
Yes, I do. That makes me excited. That's neat.
Yes. And that stepping up process wasn't really talked about when you were taught because it had to appeal to the state of consciousness that you were in at that time. So it was more important about the stepping down of that energy to make it usable to you. But the stepping up, as you create with these massive energies, it steps up, not only alters your consciousness, alters your body, but it alters your ability as a collective consciousness of that vaster collective. And as you use it, it alters your ability to create.
Thank
so
you
it's a
very much.
Beautiful ray. It helps you see who you are.
It's drawing in and giving back, so it's the circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're next on with Master Katumi.
Hello, Master Katumi. Thank you. I have two questions. One, and I may have just missed this, so forgive me if I did. But I'm curious where the eighth ray comes into this and how it's also enhanced by these energetics.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, please, you go ahead and then I'll answer or ask my other question.
Well, of course, all the rays are expanded as you create with these new light templates. And what you have to understand, what we're teaching you now are in regards to the first three light templates that were retrieved and that magnetic template. But there are three more that were retrieved recently that you'll be working with after the first of the year. So
even though you don't really consciously know a lot about those, they still pertain to the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. You have the energetics available. And so it does amplify your ability to create more proficiently, shall we say. So right now we are more concerned with the foundations of creating form in form, which is what the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray are designed to do. The eighth ray is a much more massive creative ray. It's not only a creative ray, but it holds a massive library of energetics that you have no understanding of. So right now, it's just really, really important that we focus on that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray and your ability to draw in and utilize those first six rays of creation. Draw in that undifferentiated light. Differentiate it and create as you were intended to create.
Okay, thank you. And I guess this, I probably have the answer to this as I say it, but I know that your expertise and mastery was so much about the chakra system and how we've reestablished that unified field. And I know this is just an outline tonight, but I'm very excited to hear how that's going to affect, how it will change further that 14 chakra system. As you know, that's a big part of my work, and so I'm very excited to have these additional magnetics, especially to work with.
Yeah.
Is there anything more you can share with us about that? How this will affect our unified field?
Oh, it expands it tremendously and unifies it, because once you realize you are that divine image, that you are part of the source energy, then you begin to utilize that 10th ray, the magnetics of source, because that dwells within you, within your sacred heart consciousness. So you begin to very precisely and proficiently draw to you constantly the magnetic energy of source. So it's not like opposites attract in the magnetics that you were taught from a third dimensional viewpoint, but you are drawing like to like. So the more you expand your unified field, the more you expand your light frequencies and your ability to hold that very stably in the fifth dimension, the more you are able to draw more light from the source of your being just by intending it.
It's magnificent. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Good questions. Thank you. It was a lot that we have just communicated to you, both myself and John, in his brief review. So we understand that maybe some of you would feel a little overwhelmed by it all. But please, anyone else who would like to ask a question or make a comment, maybe you don't have a question, but maybe you'd just like to speak up and say hello or make a comment.
You're next now with Master Katumi.
Hello, this is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
Thank you for the refresher of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays. It is so, the energies that I felt when first introduced to remembering these, when you is so different from what it is now. I just wanted to comment that the expansion of the energy along with the light that is now being received is I'm feeling that and knowing that these are very potent rays, and it was good to hear about this and be refreshed by what you said. I'm looking forward to working with them again more so. So thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome. You see, with the retrieval of these light templates and the magnetics, it gives you a much more expanded and thorough use of that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray.
Mm.
Because you are a creator in a body, in form. And so you create from that bodily form. So that those rays pertain to creating form within form.
Great.
You know, our intention here is to help you gain a thorough mastery of those rays of creation. So thank you for those comments.
Thank you.
Well, time is running out on us, beloveds. I have so enjoyed our conversation. I've so enjoyed this interaction with you at this level. Call on me. I invite you to call on me often. So now, I'd like to step aside and invite our beloved Yeshua to come forth. Hello. It is I, Yeshua. I am so delighted to be with you this evening. I too come as a master expression of that vast collective consciousness of the all that is. I bring with me the energetic of undifferentiated love of Source. I bring in a differentiated state, the element of love that you use to create a beautiful expression of yourself. Breathe it in as I transmit it to you. At this moment, feel my presence. Feel the undifferentiated love of Source. Isn't it delicious? Can you feel your heart expand? I'm watching it in each one of you. It's like a beautiful flower. Direct your attention into your Merkaba field. Enter now into that white star tetrahedron, the luminous white star tetrahedron, into your sacred heart. feel the love that is in your sacred heart, in the consciousness, that divine consciousness of who you are. Know it. Experience it. Through this element of love and in this consciousness of your sacred heart, you can never doubt that you are a beloved expression of the source of your being. Receive the constant influx of the undifferentiated love of source as it flows through that luminous star tetrahedron, its massive template, a foundational template of who you are. It can never, ever be diminished. You are unified in the element of love, unified with the collective consciousness of all that is. You reflect it through your sacred heart, through the luminous white star tetrahedron of your Merkaba field. It emanates brilliantly around your body and within your Merkaba field. And it extends beyond the Merkaba field. It is that powerful. It is source energy that you can continually draw to yourself, for you are in possession of a magnetic template that draws to you light, because you are light. Draw it consistently and continually. This was never possible until the magnetic source energy was retrieved from that time lock. It enables you to consistently be in the now, in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, functioning wholly and completely as the image of your source. For you are unified with Source. You continually draw the light and the love into your body, into your Merkaba field, and you reflect it continually, even when you're not paying attention. This is what light does. All encompassing. You know you've heard the term, when the light shines, the darkness is gone. So you are beginning to recognize that you are part of that source light and how valuable you are. How valuable your light is. For you are that. Recognize your beauty. It is quite spectacular to behold. Sit with me for a few minutes and enjoy yourself as that physical emanation of love. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it delicious? This love that has no limitation. In this beautiful collective state, in which we all emanate pure divine love, we will now close our gathering. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.